What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Born and Made podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the cold. We are going to talk about the ice, and we are going to talk about why cold exposure has become, I don't want to call it a trend. I want to call it a just a life-optimizing miracle. I mean, it is truly something that people are starting to really pay attention to. People are facing their fears and stepping into cold water, ice cold water, for extended periods of time to really optimize their lives. And I have a guy on the podcast today. His name is Wyatt Ewing. He is the CEO and founder of Ice Barrel. His whole entire life and business is based around just that, cold exposure. He's got an incredible company, and he is at the forefront of this movement towards really living your best life through taking some risks and believing in a process. And so, welcome to the show, Wyatt Ewing.
Thank you so much. Super stoked to be here. Big fan of the podcast.
I really want to understand the science behind cold water exposure. I think it's really interesting. Not enough people know about all the benefits of what it can do to really change someone's life or really enhance someone's experience. So welcome, man. I'd love to start by getting your introduction and your story.
You know, my journey into the cold began quite a few years ago. I was at this point in life where I was pretty burnt out. I was extremely stressed. I was in corporate aviation. I'd help people buy and sell corporate jets. It was pretty wild. I was working too much, a growing family. I was doing some real estate stuff, and I was just anxious, depressed, burnt out. And what happened was I walked into this gym, and this guy told me how unwell I looked, like right when I walked in. And I was like, that's a really weird way to introduce yourself. And it's not very kind either. But I listened because I was kind of in that like desperate place. Like, yeah, you're calling me out. He encouraged me just to do this super basic breath exercise, actually box breathing, like in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, out for four, hold for four. And then he encouraged me to go take a cold shower at home. And it was a weird experience. My first cold shower that I had ever intentionally taken, other than like, you know, you run out of hot water and you're like trying to get out and soap up as fast as possible. But this was like my first intentional cold shower. And I found myself like feeling like almost like an emotional release from it. And I got out of it and I felt good. I felt a little bit more balanced in the next coming hours after that cold shower. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just try this again. So after like 5 to 6 months of cold showers, like my mood and my attitude completely changed. And when you're in that like burnout phase of life and you can elevate your mood, your energy levels, and especially your attitude, you start opening up opportunities and life becomes more joyful, less stressed out.
So when you talk about cold shower, is there a specific technique? Because I've also attempted to do the morning cold shower thing, but I always wondered like, do I face the water? Does it go right on top of my head? Does it come all like, do I cover my face or do I do it from my chest down? Do I turn around or do I just stand facing the shower? Is there a specific way or a technique that you can introduce to the listeners here?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would do when I started out is I would go a minute on the front, a minute on the back, and then I'd kind of get my shoulders and side to side. But one of the most effective ways to do it is to turn around and let the water beat down right on the base of your neck. There's a nerve back there that people try to stimulate if they have migraines or if they're feeling a lot of neck tension. Chiropractors will generally like adjust that or try and focus on stimulating that nerve in some way to release tension in the neck and head. As that cold water hits there, it's super relieving. Getting the backside, I think, is probably most important. It was hard. I would sit in cold showers for like 15 minutes. And I would end up just sitting kind of in a meditative position on the shower pan floor. And at one point, like when I was just getting into it, I was really struggling. I would just like sniff essential oils just to like get through it. My wife would walk in. She's like, you're weird now. What happened to you? Yeah, I mean, whatever you have to do, right, to stay in and get the benefits of it until you become more acclimated.
Can you recall why you said, you know, I'm just going to actually listen to this guy and try to do what he's telling me to do and then ultimately make it a habit?
From a really young age, just due to some unfortunate life experiences, my dad was in a car accident and working became like essential to survival for my brother and I at a super young age. So my first job, I was like 9 years old working on this ranch, helping breeders. They would have like these top racing stallions. We weren't like helping them like feed and take care of these horses. And then we'd come home and give my mom the paycheck, what we made during the day. And that kind of carried through middle school, high school, always working. So by the time I got out of high school, I already worked my ass off like in life. And it was really hard. But that kind of put this drive in me that I have to keep pushing, keep going, keep going. And I would just live in these cycles of I would work really, really hard, grow as fast as I could. And then I'd hit burnout and I'd start getting sick. And then I'd have to like take, you know, a week or two off to recover. And just as I grew in life and as I got older, like that pattern didn't stop. So it was really out of this place of like survival. And as I started getting to a place of like balance in life, I couldn't turn it off. So when I found myself selling airplanes, I was just like at this crazy burnout spot. And I knew I needed something different. Thankfully, my wife was like super supportive and patient with me as I was like not necessarily searching because I didn't know where to go. But when somebody just offered some advice, I was quick to listen and I was desperate. You know, it was one of those times in life where, you know, you need to do something. You just don't know what. So inflicting cold pain on my body seemed like a good idea for some reason.
You're doing cold showers for 5 to 6 months. At this point, you're not only a believer, you are, it's changing your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a moment where you said, I think I figured out what I'm going to do next?
As I was sitting in these cold showers, I wanted to like deepen the effects. I found it to be a very calming practice where it just shuts off that mental chatter, but it's more than just mental chatter. It's that like inner voice that throughout the day just doesn't shut up and you form it in your early years and in youth. And it's that thing in your brain that just goes, goes, goes. Whenever I'd get in a cold shower or an ice bath, it would shut down. And so it became this like almost this meditative practice for me. And while I was in the barrel, nothing else could get to me. I was very calm. I was just like in my element. I wanted to figure out like a better way to bring that practice to a central place that was not like not the family shower or family bathtub. I wanted it to be its own space. I wanted to be able to sit upright, like when I would sit on the shower floor and just kind of meditate, right? And not necessarily anything active, but just like be aware and observe and what's going on around me, you know, and being aware of the water hitting my skin and not trying to fight it, just getting to a calm place. So I wanted a place to do that. You can't achieve that in the bathtub. It's hard to do laying down as well, because like you struggle with breathing when you're laying down, your spine's not straight. So concentration's more challenging. So I wanted to stay upright. So I just went on a mission to figure out what's the best way to take an ice bath. And then, you know, saw a barrel and it kind of all started clicking in my head when I was driving home one day. It went so fast from the moment that like I conceptualized it to the moment like I started like trying to make something, a product. It went so fast and it just felt so right.
Tell me the story of the barrel.
The barrel facilitates an environment for you to sit upright. And that's what I was looking for. So when I saw a barrel, it made sense. But I was trying to figure out, okay, like most like whiskey barrels are 55 gallons. That's not going to work. You're going to hit your knees on the inside. And I didn't want a recycled whiskey barrel. I wanted like my own thing. So I ended up just getting my hands dirty in it and talked with a couple cooperages. They were specializing in fermentation barrels, which sit upright, whereas like traditional whiskeys lay on their bellies in a rack. So I wanted like something that I could use upright for different reasons. And these cooperages and I would start like designing barrels for ice baths that like the staves would hold a certain way so that they wouldn't fall in on themselves and easy entry and exit, things like that. And so I was spending like a ton of money on this beautiful white oak that we were just experimenting with, trying to figure out like what's the best way to make this. And then I ended up deciding I'm going to try and sell these. And I quit. I just cold turkey walked away from aviation and went on my own.
Did you raise money?
No, man. I did it all on my own. Everyone thought I was a little weird. Even family. Nobody was really on board because this was back when cold therapy was not super popular.
It's obviously a wild story, right? Going from selling corporate airplanes to developing a barrel that you turned into an ice bath. Like that's not the traditional trajectory, right? So I want to push pause there for a second because I think this is a perfect time to really to focus on the science behind it. Like why is it that cold therapy is able to transform emotional response?
The first thing I always like to start with is we are resetting the default setting in our bodies. We are so accustomed to being reactive to stress. So cortisol levels in the body, higher cortisol levels equal higher levels of stress. So certain things are stressing us out in this modern world that should not stress us out. And I can't like express that enough. Getting chased by a grizzly bear is really stressful. Somebody cutting you off in traffic is not, you know, not being able to like go to the movie theater because they're shut down or whatever. That's not stressful, right? What's stressful is getting chased by a bear or something life-threatening. So we have gone so like our early, we've gone so far away from the way that we were like created early on. So things like cold water, right? And hot water. Well, it's kind of like in your perception of like what you can handle and what you can manage. Hot water is a newer thing, right? Before, you know, it's within 100 years, we've been making water hot. Previously, if you wanted to get clean, wash your hands, brush, everything was cold, like super cold. And we were accustomed to it. Even walking outside, like you hear people say all the time, if you go outside, you're going to catch a cold. Like that's not true. That's not even based in science. Like, cause the cold actually helps boost the immune response in the body, but we've almost made discomfort the enemy. And now any form of perceived discomfort triggers stress responses in the body. So as soon as you start resetting the default inside of you, that when you get hit with a real stressful situation, sitting in ice cold water, that will trigger the stress response. So then when you get out of the cold water and somebody cuts you off in traffic, or, you know, you're in some kind of like heated argument, that immediately becomes like neutral. And you start responding in a way that is like how you should, in a place of calmness and balance versus just chaos, right? One of the things that's so important to us, like in our business, is like stay cool, stay calm, stay collected in every situation. So with that being said, when you start resetting the body to function as it was designed, you get out of this like fight or flight response and you start putting your body into this rest and repair mode. And that's like another huge thing, right? It's a lot easier to burn fat and improve your immune system when you're in the rest and repair mode. When you're in the fight or flight mode, you're in storage mode, right? Your body and your hormones are in storage mode and self-preservation mode. So as soon as you can reset that, a lot of things in life become easier and more simple.
It's never been explained to me like that. It makes total, absolute, total sense. So you're basically, when you go into the cold bath, in a sense, you're putting your cortisol levels, your fight or flight, into overdrive on a consistent, regular basis, so that when that becomes like the rewiring process, when you're not in that extreme amount of stress sitting in 33 degree water, your body perceives all the bullshit that we consider stress as like normally not stressful.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things it does, like with pain management, right? It reduces pain by desensitizing the nerve endings and reducing swelling. That can be great after, you know, post-workout recovery. You know, it helps with
like— Can you walk us through that a little bit? That's really interesting.
Yeah. So like with pain management, right? So there's a lot of confusing theories out there of like what the cold does to the body. Take it down to something small. So if you sprain your wrist or your ankle, right? And you put an ice pack on it, right? You're trying to desensitize the nerves and reduce any swelling in the body. So when you're in cold water, let's say a cold shower, you're just covering your body in cold water, which is going to, by default, desensitize the nerves. So you're going to have less pain and inflammation after a workout. What's interesting though about ice baths, if you can do it properly, like the bathtub is probably not enough water, but if you can get in like the barrel or something with like 60 to 80 plus gallons of water, you're going to have the hydrostatic pressure of the water. And that's one thing that's like, you have these different like cryo gyms out there. They're only targeting the surface of the skin. Whereas with an ice bath, you have that pressure. It's like a giant ice pack compressing the body with the cool. It's a much deeper effect. So it helps tremendously with reducing localized inflammation after exercise and like injury sites, things like that.
So the difference between cryotherapy and cold water therapy or ice therapy, cold plunging or whatever it is that cryo is only actually affecting the skin level.
Yeah, it does not go very deep, right? Like inflammation is generally systematic. And so cold therapy reduces the systematic inflammation through changes in like, right, the desensitizing nerves, reducing swelling, but it also improves like the hormones. And it does that through stimulating the vagus nerve. So
I just got a bunch of labs done. And thank gosh, you know, my labs have the doctor that I was working with, he's been doing it for a long time in the telehealth space, and the telehealth space hasn't been accessible to everyone. It's only been accessible to like the elite of elite, right? Very expensive.
Sure.
And so now it's being made more accessible through a lot of new tech startups. I spoke to this doc and he said, look, I've been doing this for 25 years and you're one of the healthiest guys I've ever seen. However, the one area where I'm surprised to see your levels are in your testosterone. You have low levels of testosterone for your age and for how healthy you are. And it was surprising to me. I work out like an animal. I have no issues in a bunch of other areas where you would imagine low testosterone giving issues, but the numbers don't lie, right? So is cold water therapy, is there evidence to show stimulation in testosterone or no?
So what's so interesting is we have this nerve, right? It's called the vagus nerve. It's a complex network of super long nerves that connect to the brain, right? Right up here in your brain, all the way down to your abdominal organs, like primarily those organs. It does reach a little bit lower. It's comprised of around like 75% of the system, parasympathetic nervous system. So this is like, the vagus nerve is like, it's a big deal in the body. Your parasympathetic nervous system, it's like your digestion, right? Your heart rate. It's the things that we are taught and told that we really can't control. Like your breathing, you don't have to actively be thinking about breathing in order to breathe. Your parasympathetic nervous system just kicks on and you can breathe and your heart will beat. Well, the parasympathetic nervous system is also very attached to your mood and your mental health. So when you directly stimulate the nerve, you're activating this parasympathetic nervous system in your body. So there's a lot of studies, and you can go to our website and look at the science page on our website. And we have just hundreds of different resources that you can review. Studies have shown like stimulating the vagus nerve with cold water immersion, especially like the lower portions of your body, it responds very, very favorably to that. So you're kicking in this response in the body that's going to help with balancing your hormones. It's going to help with your heart rate variability and controlling your heart rate variability, as well as like vasoconstriction and things like that. It's pretty wild.
I mean, it sounds to me like there's just an endless list of benefits for cold immersion therapy. Is there anything people would need to be mindful of or careful of thinking about stepping into the world of cold exposure?
I think we should just be mindful in everything that we do. And we don't want to push ourselves. We should always consult with like a doctor or a healthcare provider before we like embark on anything, right? But things that you should be aware of is anybody with like diabetes needs to be very cautious, because there's, right, if there's a lack of like blood flow in certain areas of the body, well, putting that in cold water can cause further harm. Anybody that might have like different heart struggles, you want to just be mindful as well. And always talk to your doctor to see if it's like a safe thing to do.
Let's get back to the Ice Barrel. Tell us about the company. Tell us about what it is that you created and how we can get it and what makes it distinguished.
After we created this beautiful oak barrel, they just started selling so quickly as we started bringing them to the market, because other than your horse trough, there wasn't another way to take an ice bath. And a lot of our clients lived in the city. They lived in apartments. They didn't have room. They needed something that was portable, small, compact, that could fit right out on their balcony or on their back patio. And so I was surprised. And at the time, because I was like, wow, like people like this, like I do, people are taking ice baths like I am. But then we wanted to make something that was more sustainable and something that was more accessible, useful, convenient. And so that's when we started making the new version of the Ice Barrel, which we no longer sell the wood one. So it's the only version right now. But the Ice Barrel is a cold therapy training tool. It makes it super convenient and easy to take an ice bath. You sit upright. It's super lightweight. It only weighs, with the lid and all the components, 55 pounds. So it's portable, extremely durable. I mean, we've done so many tests where we're like filling them up with water, freezing them, hitting them with sledgehammers, things like that. And we have yet to break one or have anybody break one. And that's important because we have customers that live up in really cold parts of Canada, all the way down to like Nevada, where it's extremely hot. So it works in all climates. The only thing you're going to struggle with is like cooling water, right? So there's different things we do for that as well.
I think it's important to really clarify for somebody who's looking to try this for the first time. I would imagine, you know, you would say, well, pop over to get an ice barrel. But if somebody wants to start with a shower, can you just give directions on how to start with a shower? And then once you get used to a shower, what that shower should look like, once you start taking the actual ice bath, how long you should stay in? Is there a technique? Is there a certain place where you want to sit in the ice too? I've always been told, you know, you want to cover your thyroid, like all the way up to your chin.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a big advocate of getting cold any way possible, whether you're using our product, whether you're using the family bathtub, a shower, or living in Colorado is awesome because you can go jump in these cold mountain lakes. So whatever you're using, just get cold. If it's your first time, what's important is less like duration and more temperature. It doesn't make sense to go down to like 35 degrees or 40 degrees for like 30 seconds. What you want to do is you want to build up a little bit of a tolerance, but you also want to just be able to calm your breathing and calm your body. So it'd be better to go with 50, 60 degree water for a little bit of a longer period of time. Don't push it, do what you can handle, but start with contrast therapy. And this is a great way to get into it. Turn the water in the shower really hot and then turn it really cold and then really hot, really cold. And then try and lengthen the time in between so you can start getting acclimated, getting used to the cold. And then you'll be able to go in and just turn it cold immediately. And you're not going to need the contrast of the two.
All right, ladies and gents, I want to talk to you about my new business, Creatures of Habit. I don't take any advertising on this podcast. I have launched a new business that means everything to me. Podcast is very important. Creatures of Habit is as important. This is a business that is built around habits, healthy habits, incredibly delicious, convenient, healthy habits. I've launched with a product called The Protagonist. It is a gluten-free, plant-based, 30 grams of protein per serving instant oatmeal. It is an instant oatmeal with 30 grams of plant-based protein, 7,000 IUs of vitamin D3, 300 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids, probiotic, digestive enzymes, pink Himalayan salt, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds. It's made four different ways. You can make it with just adding hot water. You can make it in a microwave. You can make it an overnight, you know, in the fridge. And you can make a smoothie out of it. The shit's the fucking bomb. It is literally the first thing that I put into my body every single day. And if you guys know me, you know that I care about everything that I put into my body. Literally everything I put into my body, I am conscious of. I'm a health nut, and I wanted to create a product that honestly helped change my life, which is oatmeal. Actually, the first thing I started eating when I went from the darkness to the light was oatmeal. That was the first meal I had every single day. And for the last 17 years, it has been the first thing that I put into my body on a daily basis. And that's why the business is called Motherfucking Creatures of Habit, because I am the ultimate creature of habit. And being a creature of habit has given me a life beyond my wildest dreams. So instant oatmeal, 30 grams of plant-based protein, vitamin D3, omega-3 fatty acids, pink Himalayan salt, probiotic, digestive enzymes. Like, it's so fucking good and it's delicious. Three awesome flavors: vanilla, chocolate, blueberry, banana. Do yourself a favor. Go over to Creatures of Habit. That's Creatures with a K, creaturesofhabit.com, and please support my new business. It will help change your life. Eating healthy things that make life easier is just the way to be. You're obviously an expert in the arena. How long do you sit in the ice for?
I generally sit probably longer than what we recommend. But we do recommend starting anywhere between 3 to 5 minutes, don't exceed 10 minutes. And, you know, good temperatures anywhere between 40 degrees and like 55 degrees are good temperatures. temperatures to sit in. It is a little extreme going down into the 30s. The effects and the benefits you're getting from the 30s to the 40s, it's very nominal. We kind of have this idea that if we don't feel it, then it's not working, and you are going to build a tolerance to the cold. That doesn't mean you have to keep going colder and colder. It just means you have to, stay consistent instead of trying to like be extreme.
Now, when I go into the cold bath, there's like a really amazing bathhouse right near me in Brooklyn. And so what I do is, and what I've always done, I actually have a chest freezer that I've caulked up in my garage gym, and I throw cold water in there and I sort of keep it at a temperature, but it's not great because the water just doesn't stay fresh. You know what I mean? And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare sucking all that water out with my pump. And then, it's a pain in the ass. So I honestly just don't do it enough. But when I do go in, I actually take my hands and I stick them under my armpits and I cross my legs. And that's how I feel most comfortable. Is that cheating?
We always say like it doesn't count unless your shoulders are down.
Like shoulders are down. What do you mean? Like shoulders underwater?
A lot of people, when they take ice baths, they try and get up out of it because it's just comfortable. So we're always like, whenever we're at events and stuff, always get your shoulders
down. Oh yeah. No, I get my shoulder. I sit to my chin. I do go into like, if you feel like you're getting hypothermia, you kind of get into this place.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. You're still getting cold. What we feel is really important is you keep your spine straight. You're going to have more control, especially if you're new to cold therapy. Lying down, there's some challenges and some dangers that go along with that. It's better for you to be upright. If you have your hands out, especially with like the barrel, it's easy to hold on to. It's easy to pull yourself in and out. So like staying upright is important. It's going to definitely help your breathing and concentration. So if you're sitting upright and you got your hands under there, that's good. You'll get to the place if you do it consistently where you can just kind of free float your hands and you'll feel good.
Are there any plans for new products or anything like that at Ice Barrel?
I don't know if I should say it yet. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but we are developing a water chiller that goes along with the Ice Barrel, which is super exciting. You won't ever have to add ice, though I'm convinced everyone's still going to put ice in because that feeling of breaking through the ice and having ice around your body, it's like another mental challenge. So we do have that coming. We just developed a water stabilizer that you put in 1/4 of an ounce and it'll keep the water clean for 2 to 3 months. You can then change the water at that point, or you can just add more stabilizer. It's incredible stuff. Non-toxic, cleans, balances, conditions the water. And we have a couple other new products that we rolled out, like a cleaning soap, everything basically you need to take care of it and just integrate ice baths into your general wellness routine.
That's so cool. So basically what you're saying is you don't have to take the water out every time you use it.
You put it in, you're good to go. Like I just changed my water after 4 months. And you can still see the bottom of the barrel super clearly and the water's clean. People try and sanitize and clean different ways. We have a product that makes it really simple and not time consuming, things like that.
How much ice do you put in every time you take a bath?
Personally, I always do 60 to 80 pounds, which is like, right? It's like 3 to 4 bags of ice from your convenience store or ice delivery service. Or I have a ice maker that makes 100 pounds of ice a day. So that's what I use. And I got that off Amazon. It was like under $400.
So you've sort of figured it out. There's no doubt about it. There's a huge difference between jumping into something that's filled with ice and jumping into cold water.
Yeah, huge difference. I've done it all, but I way prefer, and everybody I talk to way prefers being surrounded by ice than just cold water. You can't look at water and tell if it's hot or cold unless it's boiling. As soon as you see ice though, you start having this mental battle that goes on, and winning your ice bath every day makes everything else in your day so much easier. It's like the hardest part of your day. And then everything else becomes simple.
Is there an actual, like a scientific difference between sitting in just water at 40 degrees and ice?
I have no idea. But what I do know is when you do add ice as well, it creates more pressure on the body. So I would imagine that it would be a more soothing effect if you're recovering from like an injury or a post-workout recovery. You get that pressure on the body. It's like a giant ice pack.
Is there a time of day that you suggest people get into the rhythm of using? If someone is going to start using cold exposure therapy, is there like a better time of day?
I actually love this question. I like talking about this. So I personally take my ice baths somewhere between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the evening. And I kind of think about it that when I'm going to bed, I like to think of my day as that's when I'm starting. I'm starting out of a place of rest. And so if I can start right, I can end right. And so I try to start my days in the evening with an ice bath. And that helps me sleep better. Especially I have three kids running around. So at the end of the day, taking an ice bath is super helpful. But I have done it in the morning as well. It's a great way to kickstart the morning, especially if like you're in that, like what a 5 a.m. club, something like that. It can be great, but I prefer to do them in the evenings between 5 and 7 p.m. And my sleep has improved tremendously. You get all those great endorphin feelings going into the evening. It's super awesome.
How long do you sit, you personally?
I will sit anywhere between 10 and 15 minutes. But again, we don't recommend ever going over 10 minutes. And what you'll do good at 3 to 5 minutes, you'll get the benefits.
Once I get past a certain place, like once I get past about a minute and a half, 2 minutes in the ice, I go into like Zen mode. And I could sit in there for a really long time. You know, I really can. What I love to do is I've got a barrel sauna on my property. And so I love to kick the barrel sauna up to about 200 degrees and sit in there for about 10 minutes and then sit in the ice for about 5 minutes and then go back to the barrel sauna. And I do like three rounds of that. And by the time I'm done with that, I am like RoboCop. I am like absolutely unstoppable, bulletproof.
You'll appreciate this. So one of my all-time favorite things about cold therapy is it's a neurotransmitter and a hormone called norepinephrine. Everyone should look it up, right? It is released in your body. It starts in the brain when you're in that fight or flight response. That hormone is super healing. It's really calming to the brain, even though like it's released in the stress state, it's super calming. Here's what's interesting. When you start releasing it in the brain, you feel it. And it's something that like, you know, our ancestors probably were really accustomed to, but we don't release it because we're not in these uncomfortable situations like we should be. So, you know, I get that effect between 4 and 5 minutes. And it's great for your immune system. It's like one of the strongest anti-anxiety, antidepressant hormones that helps with that. So think about like early man, right? They would get that a lot. So they're probably a lot happier than we are. But when you can get accustomed to it and your body starts like releasing it, it's incredible. It's called norepinephrine. You can look it up.
It's so interesting that you brought up the fact that just up until 100 years ago, hot water baths or hot water showers were probably, I mean, I'm sure that there were royalty that like had people boil water for them and like set a bath for them. But in terms of the everyday human, cold water was part of life. It was just part of the existence. And we are so averse to cold water today. Like I literally, we were just on vacation and we were in Maine and it was like the end of the summer and the water was starting to get cold. And there were people that were with us that just simply would not go into the ocean because they thought the water was too cold. And I was like, man, this is being alive. Like when I'm in that cold water, I feel alive, man. I feel alive. And I will say this, I did an Instagram live last night. It was perfect timing for this podcast. I did an Instagram live last night and I've got a very, very like structured, regimented morning routine. I wake up very early. I have I stack win after win after win after win all morning long till I start my day. And the guy that I was on an Instagram live with said, you know, there's something that, you know, you've obviously, you know, he said, you've obviously got a pretty structured routine and it's awesome. And I'm definitely going to take some of the stuff that you do and add it to mine. But he's like, you're missing something very, very important. And I was like, what? And he was like, cold exposure. And he's like, it's the one thing that I do every single day that I do believe has helped change me. And so with that, I think it's safe to say that you crushed this and now I feel so much more, so better versed in this topic. Anybody who is listening, I'm sure feels the same way. If somebody here wants to look into Ice Barrel, where should we look and where can we find you?
The first thing that everyone needs to do is get educated. Visit our website. It's www.icebarrel.com. Go through the science page, go through the scientific white paper that we have, and then also read through our blog posts. We have so much information about cold effects on dementia, cold effects on post-workout recovery, cold effects on triathlons, things like that. Whatever your niche is that you enjoy, go read about it, get educated on it. Visit us on Instagram at Ice Barrel and see the community and all the people that tag us in their ice barrels and just see how people are practicing it. And everyone always is smiling. It's hard to get a picture of somebody not smiling in an ice barrel unless we're like staging a photo. So check us out there. And then when you're ready to order a barrel, send us an email, call the company. If you have questions, get on the chat on the website and we're here to help you make that happen.
Dude, I always ask a question at the end of the podcast. Do you, Wyatt Ewing, believe you were born to do the ice barrel thing or were you made over time?
I was born for it. It's the only thing that brought quantifiable change in my life and has been consistent.
Wow, what a great episode. You know, this was a little bit untraditional for the podcast. I really wanted to focus on the science behind cold therapy. I believe in it. It has helped me. I really do want to incorporate cold therapy more into my life and really reap the benefits that Wyatt was talking about. I mean, the fact that it can help you emotionally, physically for sure, and it seems to me spiritually, it sounds like an incredible tool to have in life. And breaking down all the science was what I was after here. I really wanted to get an expert on the podcast that is deeply immersed in the world of cold immersion therapy. So having Wyatt on the podcast was such an awesome treat. Again, you know, we didn't go deep into his story. We really went deep into what he does at Ice Barrel. You know, I've got buddies, like I said, on the show that absolutely love this ice barrel. It looks really cool too. So, you know, it's exciting to see what he's doing and he's introducing new things into the business to make it a bit more convenient for folks. So if you love this podcast, it would mean the world if you shared it with friends, shared it with family. I would love it if you checked out Ice Barrel and just learned and educated yourself even further than what we did here on the podcast, because anything that I can do to give people an opportunity to live a better life, that is my why here. I am put on this planet to be of service. As many of you know, this podcast I do because I genuinely love it. If I can offer value in your life through conversations and stories, tips and tricks, that's the goal here. I will always say this at the end of the podcast. I do not take advertising. I do not take advertising. I launched a new business called Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is my new business. It is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We launched with an instant oatmeal that will change your life. I've been eating oatmeal every single day for years and years and years. I created the most incredible functional oatmeal that is convenient, delicious, and spot on that you can have every single day. It's the healthiest thing you can put into your body, specifically if you're an active person. It's got 30 grams of plant-based protein. It's got 7,000 IUs of vitamin D3 per serving. 7,000 IUs of D3 per serving is huge. We are all, for the most part, 90% of the global population, 90% of us are D3 deficient. D3 is essential. We don't make it ourselves. We need to get it through outside resources. So D3 was a big one for me. It also has 300 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids. It's got pink Himalayan salt. It's got pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, probiotic, digestive enzymes. It's fucking delicious. Please go over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creatures with a K. creaturesofhabit.com. And check it out. And because you're a listener on the podcast, I am going to give you all a 15% discount code. Just put in creatures15, K-R-E-A-T-U-R-E-S, the number 15 at checkout, and you will get 15% off your first order. Creatures 15. I love you guys. Happy, happy Wednesday. I hope you crush it. I hope you stay crushing it. Thank you. Until the next one. Peace.